Let's see, this is at Keeney's house at Greenup. Let's see, at the top it says to Sophia Garvin, Olive Hill, Kentucky. September 11th, 6 p.m. from Louisville is the postmark. And the return address is the U.S. Pension Agent in Louisville. And it's got a 3-cent stamp on it. Let's see. Mr. Johnson Garvin, dear uncle, I sit myself to answer you your very kind and feeling letter, which was the joy of my heart to relive a letter from my dear old uncle that had forgot his nephew. This leaves me well, and I return many thanks to God for my good health, and I hope by the help of God that those few had written lines will find my old uncle and aunt that feels so near and dear to me and get engaging the best of health, enjoying the best of health, or
as
health is the greatest blessing that we enjoy. Uncle, I would, what's that, in writing sooner, but I have had no chance. We have been on the march ever since I received your kind letter.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell Sarah Markwell that she must pardon me for not saying anything in my other letter about her. For she never writes to me and had forgotten that she was living with you. Tell her that my heart is with her, and I would like to see her very much, but I can't be with her and keep my position as soldier, and I must serve my country honorably. Mm-hmm. Uncle, I am... What's that? Against?
Request.
I'm requesting to you that I am... But I am in fine spirits as ever you've seen a chap. So I want you to write often, James. Must be to James Carney. Oh, I want you to write often, James. He is well and sends his love to you.
See.
Uncle, I wish to be remembered by you and Sarah. Also, excuse bad writing. So I do to you, believe me to be your affectionate nephew until death. Adieu again to Johnson Garvin from G.W. Reader.
I don't understand this.
Johnson Garvin as well. Oh, they wrote back on... They wrote it and they wrote back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Garvin. Johnson Garvin is well and as mischievous as ever and sends his best compliments to you and joys that he would be much pleased to send you and Paw a few big lies with you, that is a big word or something we have here, and you must not take any exceptions at my foolery, for he wants you to write to him, for it gives us such great pleasure, a soldier's great pleasure, to get a letter from any of our relations or friends. He says that he wants you to tell all of the pretty girls up on Tigert that they may keep their hair slicked up for he is coming up some of these times.
A sparking.
Well, Dixon is laying flat on his back
with his
bagging on with his mischief or something on going on probably going yeah. on with his mischief. He says that he would be much pleased to see you and pass a few of our usual compliments and also have
his blues.
Something boys, yeah, sends their love and respect to you. James received
your
message, and it seemed to please him, though I suppose he will get over it shortly, and wants you to write to him all. So James H. Clark wishes to be, also James H. Clark wishes to be remembered by you, and he sends his love to you all. I want you to write on receipt of this, so you receive it, and enclose
bad writing.
Oh, and excuse bad writing
yeah.
and spelling, and used paper or something. Give all the family my best compliments and tell them that I wish to be remembered by them. So, Mr. Garvin. Something me to
bear me?
To bear your friend until death.
To be your friend.
To be your friend until death. So I now leave off their pass epistle. Adieu to you. Excuse this short note, if you please. Give my love to all. All good Union friends. So adieu to you again. Your James Garvin, Esquire. And written by friend G.W. Reader, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Huh.
Really don't do?
Yeah, I reckon. Let's see, Claiborne County, Tennessee, something like that.
It looks all right. Can you see it?
I think it's Claiborne. I don't know.
Cumberland Gap, yeah.
Cumberland Gap, June the 24th, 1862. Mr. James Garvin, dear sir, I feel that it is my duty to drop you a few lines as I received your very kind letter today stating that you was all well, which was the glories of heart. Mr. Garvin, this leaves me in the best of health, and I hope it will find you all enjoying the best of health, as health is the greatest blessing that we enjoy. Mr. Garvin, I will try to give you a little warning. We have taken the gap. Something, the slain of blood, and we are very proud that we took the gap without getting our men off, for it was very getting our men cut off, for it was very unexpected to us, and it was the glorious thing that ever happened on our side. For I'll tell you, my friend, if they had fought us, we couldn't never whip them. Had fought us, we could never whip them, or this nest for their fortify something brigade, ain't it? No, here's
yeah.
the line. Fortify something, then here's the line.
Mm.
I can't read that. My friend, our brigade can whip the whole Southern Confederacy. And let us stay inside of the fortify. What's that say? That's that same word up there. Cap That's like Catchin. C-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Catchins? Oh, okay. Catchins.
They left about 350 tents and the provisions. It was a site and cooking utensils of the sorts and clothing of all sorts and lots to sleep on and bedclothes, axes and spades and picks and little of everything it in hand worthy, maybe.
Worth my while.
To try to name all, for it would take me a week to get it to you as I wish to. And another thing, I have not gotten paper, only this and the, is that you? Looks like it. That I captured. This is their letter paper, and it is very indifferent in...
Indeed.
Or I think it is, though they may not think so, as it is theirs or something. We received news the 17th of this month that the enemy was in 12 miles of us, and our company was formed in proper form and marched out about dark, received a short speech from our captain, and it was nice if it was informing us boys that we was going into a battle the next day without a doubt. And after he was done, our noble first lieutenant addressed us a few lines with great vigor, and it was all nice, I tell you. And after they was all through speaking, we formed a battalion and laid down on our arms, and about 1 o'clock we started on to the enemy and got to their camp about 10 o'clock. A very nice day, but us boys was sadly disappointed. The enemy heard that we was coming, that we was going to make an attack on them, and they would not face the music. They evacuated their camps in the night. We raised a red flag when we started. We allowed to go through that camp and come on to the gap and go through if we had to walk on.
Dead men.
If we had to walk on dead men, and if they had have stood and fought us, we would something cut. We would have been
cut off
through that. God, they couldn't stand the Yankees. James, I like to have forgot to tell you about the cannon. They left something cannon. What's that? They left six? So then six cannons? Though they spiked them and threw four of them over a cliff. We got one of the six... 60? We got 60. One of the 64-pounder unskilled missed. Mr. Garvin, I am...
Unspiked.
Unspiked. I wonder what spiked is. Mr. Garvin, I am sorry to inform you that them...
Williams.
Maybe it's abbreviation for a rank.
Yeah.
Something Williams was here, and he was in the Coverly? What's that? Coverly?
Maybe
some kind of wagon? I went out on picket and went into a house, and he had been staying there and waiting on some sick, and he had a woman a living with her. How I found out it was him, the lady said that he said that his father lived in Carter County, in Kentucky, and that persuaded me to believe that it was our Tom. Is that the lady said that he said that he was going to
South Carolina.
He told that he said 500 Negroes. Well, he told that he sold 500 Negroes when he come into the army. Though that is nothing to compare to his
something politics,
for reason persuaded me to believe he in know of his error.